everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, March 13th, 2013. Let there be white smoke. Yes, white smoke from the Vatican. We'll try to let you know during the show who the new Pope is. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you to listen to our program anytime, anywhere in the world, and that's because we post it to my website for your podcast at buckmastershow.com. The TucsonSentinel.com carries our post, as does the TucsonCitizen.com, and we thank them for supporting the show, along with Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com, where there's a link on their homepage, and the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, very generous in having a link on their homepage to us, and their website is gvnews.com. We're going to begin with a newsmaker interview with Clarence Dupnik, the sheriff of Pima County. 30 minutes past the hour, renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy will talk about his very close call with what would have been his 24th and even two dozen comet discoveries. Then we'll close out the show. Mike Fader is expected to drop by. Mike is the general manager of the Tucson Padres, and he will preview for us the return of Major League Baseball to the old Pueblo this weekend. But let's get right to it now with Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. And if you have a question or comment for the sheriff, he is always very good about taking phone calls. If there's anything on your mind that the sheriff says, perhaps you don't agree with, or maybe you agree with him, 790-2040. Sheriff, how are you today?
I am just fine, thanks.
It's good to have you on the program, and you have been in law enforcement, as I recall, let's see, 55 years. Am I close?
A little over 55 years.
Yeah, 55 years. Have you ever seen any so much talk about guns and gun control in your career?
I never have.
What do you think about it?
Well, I think we have been too liberal over the years with how we deal with guns. You know, at one time when Senator Deconcini was on the Judiciary Committee, I went up and spoke against assault rifles. And at that time, the Senate voted to ban assault rifles.
In the 1990s, yeah.
I think that it might have been the 80s.
Okay.
But at any rate, I don't see any need for people to have weapons that are designed primarily to kill people in their possession. I firmly believe that everybody has the right to have weapons in their home and on their person, designed to protect them or to use them in sportsman fashion for hunting and so on and so forth. But this business of, you know, in January the 8th, 2 years ago,
2011,
we begged the legislature to do something about the size of magazines, because our friend Jared Loeffner had a pistol, and he had some extra magazines, and the magazines held 32 rounds apiece. He wound up firing 32 rounds, hitting 32 people. That's a fact. Some of them were hit many times. It wasn't until he went to reload and accidentally dropped the 32-round magazine, and the lady, and I've forgotten her name, jumped and grabbed that magazine and held on to it while a couple of people grabbed chairs and hit him over the head and were able to hold him until police were get there. If they hadn't accomplished that, he would have shot another 32 rounds. You know, it just seems that we ought to be more reasonable in how we go about distributing guns, allowing guns, and so forth and so on. And to me, at least One party and part of another party is beholden to the NRA Association. Politicians have gotten to the point where they're afraid to go against anything that NRA wants. People have become brainwashed by the NRA. This business of if you let the camel's nose in the tent, business is just utterly ridiculous. Nobody wants to take away people's guns. They just want to do things that are reasonable and make things safer.
Sheriff Dubnyk is with us, 790-2040. Perhaps you don't agree with what the sheriff just said. Wouldn't be the first time that people have not agreed with you, right, Sheriff?
That's a fact.
Sheriff Dubnyk. We were talking before we went on the air that you rarely watch any of these kind of talking head TV shows where everybody's fighting and angry. This anger level in the country, just it seems unprecedented.
Well, one of the things that I think most people have noticed, myself included, is that over the last 6 or 8 or 10 years, people have gotten angry at government, suspicious at government, and by and large disgusted with government. And I think part of the reason is that you have talking heads on radio and TV on the right, and you have talking heads on the left, and they're all complaining about the other side and making people angry. And so now all the people are angry at government and demand basically one part once the government destroyed.
790-2040. Rose, are we ready with Roger? Roger is up first and he wants to correct the sheriff. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, one of the things, guns do not kill people. The largest massacre in U.S. history was committed through the use of box cutters. It wasn't committed with guns. Mark Kelly himself just went in to a weapon shop, bought a handgun, which out of over 10,000 murders committed by guns per year in the U.S., under 400 of those are committed by assault rifles. Over 10,000 of those murders are committed by handguns. If the .45 auto that was purchased by Mark Kelly was used in those shootings or shot Gabby Giffords, she wouldn't be with us anymore. The .45 auto is twice as large as the 9mm used. And it's ridiculous to say the NRA has a huge lobbying group. Actually, the pharmaceutical companies do $2.4 billion a year in lobbying money in Washington.
Okay.
The NRA is only $1.8 billion.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Let's hear the sheriff's comments to your comment.
Well, you know, people have a right to their own opinion, and I have an opinion, and the caller has an opinion.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Sheriff Dubnyk. I want to talk about the decrease in crime, not only juvenile crime, but pretty dramatic here in Pima County at the Juvenile Detention Center. In 2001, there were more than 3,800 juveniles at the center. That dropped to a little over 1,500 in 2010. It's now below 1,000. And your jail population for the adults is still quite low, too, isn't it?
It is. This has now been going on for several years. And I'm amazed that the national media hasn't picked up on this issue. I think it's of significant importance. If the crime rate was going up at the same rate it's now been going down, it would have been a huge story. I don't think the media is aware of what's going on and saying, why is the crime rate going down? Well, you'll hear along the border the crime rate has gone down. Well, it has, but it's gone down everywhere in the country. And the reason that I think it's gone down and what the experts believe is the reason that it's gone down is because of demographics. The people in the high crime age group is starting to diminish. So there aren't as many people in that group as there used to be.
So how does that affect you when you go to do your budgeting, when you see that crime is down? Does that impact your budget?
We are one of the most understaffed agencies in the country. We're substantially below what the city of Tucson has, for example, and we're substantially below what rural law enforcement agencies are as well. It would take almost 200 deputies just to bring us up to the national average. So I've always been trying to make a case that the people in this county, in this community, deserve better service, and I think they do, and we try to provide it, and I attempt to do that through the budget.
Did I hear you say we're 200 deputies below what we should be for a county the size of Pima County?
That's correct. And if you look at the city of Tucson, they have 150 vacancies that the city won't let them fill.
790-2040 for the sheriff of Pima County, Clarence Dupnik, is with us. We're going to take our break here on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to listen to the people who believe in this program, and they support the program, and we ask that you, in turn, support their businesses. We will be right back.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce B.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
And there was white smoke about 20 minutes ago at the Vatican, and we now know who the new Pope is, and it is Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio. I may have mispronounced that, Bergoglio, of Argentina. So very interesting. Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk with me on the Buckmaster Show. Let's go to Doug Martin, the owner of this fine radio station and Good News Communication. Doug, how are you? You have a question or comment for the sheriff?
Good, Bill. And Sheriff, I appreciate your point about the expanded gun clip that Jared Loeffner used, because I do believe there should be some gun control measures like universal background checks, along with addressing our mental health issues and the violent culture that we live in. But my question is about the statement that you made after the shooting on January 8th. I think you alluded to, that the shooter might have been, incensed by talk radio or something to that effect. And do you feel that that was helpful at that time in the investigation? And also, could that have perhaps even given him some defense that he could use for his trial?
Well, of course, the question provides some speculation, and the answer, of course, is going to provide some speculation as well, because this is not a black and white issue. But this is something that I felt very strongly about. First of all, if you look at Jared Loeffner, from the mental standpoint, within very short period of time, and I'm not a psychologist or a mental health professional, but it didn't take a genius to figure out that this person was very severely disturbed. And you wonder, if the person is so disturbed, why isn't that person in the being treated? Also, you get all these questions about Pima College. Couldn't they have done more? They knew that he was really disturbed. And the fact of the matter is, in my judgment, Pima College did everything humanly possible to deal with that problem. The fact of the matter is, unless you can show positively that somebody is a threat to themselves or somebody else, you can't do anything about it. Apparently, the parents were they knew very, very well that he was seriously disturbed, but chose not to get him any mental health. And the other point that I was trying to make is, you look at Jared Loeffner's behavior in the past year and a half when it came to Gabrielle Giffords. In my judgment, he was very paranoid schizophrenic. And those people have delusions of grandeur. Why did he pick a politician, a real high-profile politician, to do this to? Why didn't he, if he was felt compelled to kill, Why did he have to pick her? And that was my point, that when we're spouting hatred and paranoia 24/7, I think it has a deleterious impact on society as a whole.
Question from a listener who did not want to go on the air, Sheriff, and the question is, does the sheriff believe that talk radio, politicians, and the like have eased off on some of their rhetoric, the angry rhetoric, since January 8th, 2011?
Well, the fact is, I believe they have. As a matter of fact, I sense more common sense coming into a lot of aspects, including TV and radio. I sense good things starting to happen in the Arizona legislature. It really disturbed me after January the 8th. One day, a resolution from a legislature from the state of Kentucky shows up on my desk, just in an envelope, the resolution, which was the legislature in Kentucky had put together a resolution which extended sympathy and support for the victims in Tucson, Arizona. At the same time, we're trying to get the legislature to do something about the magazines. They decide, no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is give you guys a state gun. How do you like that?
Sheriff Clarence Stupnik with us. Sheriff, you are a Roman Catholic, so you are following, along with really the whole world, in this news about the new pope. And I think it's a great move to have a pope from South America, Latin America.
I'm very, very hopeful that since they picked somebody apparently who's not an insider in the Vatican, that maybe there's hope for some substantial change. In my judgment, this Vatican has needed substantial change only for the last 2,000 years. We are the greatest. What the church does to women really, really upsets not only me, but millions of other people around the world. It makes no sense at all. There are other issues that I think need to be dealt with, and how they've dealt with some of the personal issues in the church just leave us baffled and dumbfounded and angry. So maybe there's a chance.
The new pope, 76 years old, will be called Francis. So it'll be Pope Francis. The 200 is, could that be 266th pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church? He's also the first non-European leader of the church in more than 1,000 years.
That's wonderful. That's great. It gives us hope.
Well, you know, women really had, you really are onto something there. Well, you saw the group that kind of, people will say, kind of the good old boys making the selection of the pope. No women involved.
No, you look at the nuns, for example, and they are a vanishing breed. But they devote their entire life to Christ just like the priests do. Yet they're not even allowed to participate at the altar with the priests in some insignificant way. It just is very disturbing to me.
Sheriff Clarence Stupnik with us. Still have a couple more minutes. We could squeeze in another call, 790-2040. We've been discussing guns. We've been talking about this decrease in crime. The sheriff talking about the understaffing, and I believe he said we would need 200 deputies to bring the Pima County Sheriff's Department up to really where it should be. Getting back to firearms, I think I know the answer to this one, but I'll ask you anyway. What about school, putting guards in schools with guns?
Oh, you know, there are 240-some public schools in Pima County. And there's no way one person can be stationed in a particular location to prevent something from happening. As a matter of fact, you look at Columbine, and in Columbine, they had a shootout with cops that were at the scene. I think that would be just a total waste of money. But we and every law enforcement agency in this county is currently working on a plan to get with all the schools, look at their preparation for when, if something happens, how do we deal with this, and deal with it from a standpoint of we need to work together from keeping it from happening.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan, we can work your question in here. I've got about a minute to go. Quickly.
Yeah, I'll get them in quickly. If we're so short of deputies in this county, then I don't know why in the world that we shouldn't have plenty of protection with guns and all the ammunition that we want, and you're saying that we should have less.
I haven't said that you should have less. As a matter of fact, I said everybody has a right and should consider having weapons on their person and in their homes to protect themselves. But when it comes to the type of weapons and how you can purchase magazines and ammunition on the internet and those kinds of things, we could be a lot more reasonable.
Okay, so the sheriff's saying everybody should have a gun to protect themselves, but he says that the gun should be...
Not designed to kill people, per se.
All right. Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, thank you very much for being with us. Sheriff, hope you have a good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Thank you very much. Sheriff Dupnik on the Buckmaster Show. It's kind of the year of the comet. We've got a comet that's visible right now. Not too visible, but later this year, boy, David Levy getting very excited because he is the comet discoverer, and he's next on the Buckmaster Show.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The new leader of the Roman Catholic Church hails from Argentina. The Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, will be known as Pope Francis. He was introduced a short time ago to much fanfare to a huge crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square. The new leader of the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics is 76 years old. Described as a man of the people, he addressed the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square. He is the first pope from outside of Europe in more than a millennium and the first to hail from the Americas. The Democrat-controlled Senate has rejected a Republican attempt to attach the repeal of the president's health care law to a government spending bill. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 6 points. The Nasdaq trading 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to arizonapartyrental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Visit historic Pinos Altos, City of Rock State Park, or fish at Lake Roberts or Bill Evans Lake and hike along the Continental Divide Trail. Great accommodations in the area, including Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Wildwood Retreat, Hot Springs, and Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park. You can find out more at visitsouthwestnewmexico.org, the website southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, Dr. David Levy. We're always pleased to have Dr. Levy with us. He appears on our program once a month. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He now heads up and is founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9. That is the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994 and produced the most spectacular explosion ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. Levy, David, how are you today?
Well, hello, Dr. Buckmaster. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Well, tell me, how close were you to making that elusive 24th comet discovery so I could just shorten my introduction and say, discoverer of 24 comets?
Well, it's actually still up in the air because, you know, like Clyde Tombaugh found a comet that stayed up in the air for 81 years before it was finally confirmed last fall. But I doubt it. I think it's probably a very simple question of a reflection that happened to appear on 4 of the images, or maybe more. But you never know. You know, it's just one of these things that happen. But have you got a chance to see Comet Penstars yet? Oh, and before you answer that, I didn't want to forget to say that regarding your last advertiser that you just have about Silver City, I've been there. My wife and I have been to Silver City, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, well, thank you for that endorsement. We really like Silver City. We like the people over there. We think it's for Tucson. It's just such a great getaway. 3.5 hours, and from your area in Vail, I would call it more like an even 3 hours to Silver City.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Except that it's 8 hours because we couldn't do it without visiting our grandchildren who live in Albuquerque.
So we have the news about Comet Pan, PAN-STARRS.
Well, let me give you the correct spelling of it, because nobody seems to know what it is. It doesn't have the dash, and it's PAN-STARRS, and the acronym is only the stars part, so it's spelled P-A-N, capital S, capital T, capital A, capital R, capital R, capital S.
And what does that stand for?
It's the Panoramic Survey and Rapid Response System.
Okay, and it's apparently visible.
Yeah, it'll be visible tonight. It was very easy last night. Well, I wouldn't say very easy, but Bill, this is not a great comet. This is it's a difficult comet to see, but it is a beauty in binoculars and a telescope. And I do suggest that all your listeners try to see it tonight. Each night it'll be in the sky a little bit longer as it heads north, but it's also going to start to fade. But this week is the best week for Comet PAN-STARRS. However, it does bring me to my quotation of the month, which is a poem which I read, and I remember my master's thesis director, Dr. Norman McKenzie, said that he had never seen a student get more enthusiastic about a work of English literature than I got about this poem about the comet, about a comet. Gerard Manley Hopkins wrote this poem about Comet Temple in 1864. And with your permission, I would like to read it to you.
Yes, David, and you would speak up if you would, just a little louder. You're kind of coming in and out. So let's hear now your reading, please.
Okay, here it goes. Is that better?
That's better.
I am like a slip of comet, scarce worth discovery, in some corner seen bridging the slender difference of two stars. But when she sights the sun, she grows and sizes and spins her skirts out, while her central star shakes its cocooning mists. And so she comes to fields of light. Millions of traveling rays pierce her. She hangs upon the flame-cased sun and sucks the light as full as Gideon's fleece. But then her tether calls her. She falls off, and as she dwindles, sheds her smock of gold. So I go out. My little sweet is done. I have drawn heat from this contagious sun. To not ungentle death, now forth I run.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. David, Dr. David Levy on a comet, his quotation, his poem of the month. Now, this comet Ison, that's capital I-S-O-N.
Yes.
Now, this will be the main event, I guess, this year.
Absolutely. And that one comes in December, Bill, and that is on an orbit that is quite similar to that of the comet of 1680, which was one of the brightest comets ever seen. So that one has a real possibility to be the great comet of 2013. I really hope that this happens and that we're able to get it. But PAN-STARRS is really nice for now, so let's get out and enjoy that while it's here.
David, I know you feel very strongly about teaching, and that's why you started your foundation. You and your lovely wife, Wendy, started the Sharing the Sky Foundation. You believe that, I think you've called teaching the noblest of all professions.
Yeah, I did. It actually reminds me of a little discussion that Wendy had on the phone with an airline representative when she needed to change one of her flights, and they said, no, you can't do that. And she said, look, I'm only a teacher, and I don't have the funding to do all the kinds of things, or you're punishing me because I bought these flight tickets so early. And the response was, first of all, never tell anyone you are only a teacher, because that is one, the teaching is, I think, the noblest profession, and I'm going to break my back to help you on this right now. And I thought that was a very wonderful story that I heard from Wendy.
David, we're going to have to run. We'll talk with you next month. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thanks for calling, and we'll see you next month.
All right, David Levy on the Buckmaster Show. Mike Fader is in the house. general manager of the Tucson Padres. We're going to talk spring training baseball, Major League Baseball, returning to the old Pueblo. Mike's coming up next after this.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Thank you. 5:49 now on the Buckmaster Show. With me in studio, Mike Fader, general manager of the Tucson Padres. Mike's all excited, and so are all Major League Baseball fans. Got a couple of big games coming up. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. We got the Padres.
And a couple of new cheer guys together,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I can't believe it. And Betsy Bruce was my guest yesterday, and it turns out Betsy's from Winnetka. And went to New Trier the West. That was
I went to New Trier West.
You went to West. Okay.
Yeah, I was the first class to go there 4 years.
And I was the last class, class of 65, the last class at New Trier before it became West. And, of course,
and I graduated in 1969.
And so now it's back as one New Trier. But anyway, a couple of North Shore guys here, a couple of Cub fans here. A lot of fans excited, Chicago fans. The Cubs have a game coming up.
They do. The Cubs are coming next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, on March 21st, to play the Los Angeles Dodgers in what is now the third annual Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation game. And that one, I mean, you cannot get a better match, you know, a better matchup.
That
one's the entire Cactus League than the Cubs and the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's going to be fabulous. That one's going to be sold out.
Well,
probably.
Let's just say as of right now, 8 days before, there are no chair seats available. The only thing that are available are lawn seats and standing room only. And that game just flew off the shelves when people found out about it.
What if there's a listener? We have a lot of Chicago people who listen to this program. What if they really want a box seat for the Cub game?
If before I go off the air, they call in. I don't know what number they need to call.
790-2040.
We're not giving free tickets away, but if you want to buy box seat tickets, which are chair seats between the dugouts that I have in holds, I'll make them available to listeners of the show between now and 1 o'clock, and I will be calling you personally to take care of your order. It's a special offer. I mean, these have been gone for 2 weeks.
And these are box seats.
Correct.
So they're really
people
good.
Could buy one, they could buy two, they could buy four, they could buy six, whatever they want. Pick up the phone and call what number?
790-2040, 790-2040. And Mike Fader will put you in a box seat. He'll talk to you. We'll take Rose, our producer, will take down your number, and then Mike will call you back.
To get a credit card number.
And then he'll take care of the transaction that way. Then we've got Arizona Diamondbacks and the Padres. That game is Sunday, and of course there's a lot of Diamondback fans here in Tucson.
And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's
Day. So we're going to have green beer, green EGs. The San Diego Padres are going to be wearing green hats. And like you said, there are a lot of Diamondback fans. And quite honestly, anybody who's a Tucson Padre fan, you're going to get to see a lot of the players that will probably be playing with our club as well. That's still, because right now at this time of the year, the Major League Club is deciding who's going to make the club. They can only take 25. They got 50-some players in camp right now. Both games, let me mention, are both 105 games. Both games, the gates open at 11 o'clock. I don't know if I could say this any stronger. If you plan on getting to the game at 12:45, you might as well assume you're going to be waiting in traffic. So we're asking you to please get there before noon, settle in. If you are driving to the park, do not take Keno Parkway because that drop-off at Keno Parkway to Ajo is very, very difficult. So if you're coming from the east, take Golf Links to Ajo, turn on Country Club, and you're going to come in the back of the parking lot. If you're coming from the west on the highway, get off Benson Highway, which will turn you into Ajo Way, or go to Palo Verde and come in the back. If you have to take Keno Parkway, just plan for the time.
Arizona Diamondbacks and the Padres, that first pitch at 1:05 on St. Patrick's Day. That's going to be a big day here in Tucson. We've got the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Run for the Cure.
Yeah. And tomorrow on the show, we have the mayor of Tucson's sister city, who's come all the way over here from Roscommon, Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll be on the show, and he's going to be one of the guests at the parade, so maybe he'll want to also catch the the ball game, too, in the afternoon. By the way,
what time is the parade?
I think it's usually in the morning.
And that's on Sunday on St. Patrick's
Day?
Yeah,
St. Patrick's Day. 790-2040. Mike Fader is here, and Mike put out that offer. There are no chair seats left for that Cub game. However, Mike has a couple of, he's got a few set aside, some box seats that if somebody is really interested, he will talk to you. We'll get your phone number, 790-2040, and Mike will call you back and then make the deal that way. The Cub and the Dodger game, that's a charity game, Thursday, March 21st.
Correct. And, and if I can mention, Bill, there are still chair seats available for this Sunday's game.
This Sunday's
there are seats in the terrace, which is the shaded area up above. There are still some boxy or outfield reserve, which are down the outfield. And a lot of families like to come out and just sit in the grass with the kids, you know, bring a blanket and just kind of stretch out.
Spring training is almost – I mean, we're coming down to the end of
– We are. It ends generally the last weekend in March. So this is something, for me, that's really important that we as a community, Southern Arizona and Tucson, continue to try and bring spring training games. And I'm going to do that for years to come because we have to let Major League Baseball know that our fans still want to come out – that we in Tucson want spring training to return, and we're going to do everything in our power. And the way the tickets are looking right now, I think we're going to put on a really good show for those 2 dates. And the forecast is tremendous. I mean, Sunday is supposed to be 83, 84. So bring sunscreen, wear a hat.
And by the way, the St. Patrick's Day parade starts at Armory Park at 10 a.m. On Sunday morning. Do you have some Irish in you, Mike Fader?
No, I'm Jewish.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
All old country, you know, from the Western European, and, you know, I not much Irish, but on Sunday I will be Irish.
You'll probably wear your green like so many other people. And again, 790-2040, 790-2040, talking about box seats available through Mike Fader for Buckmaster Show listeners if you're interested in that. And that is for the Cub and Dodger game, the charity game on Thursday, March 21st at 105 to benefit the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation.
And people always are weird of the word benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go on the record and say that the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation is going to receive a check in excess of $100,000.
Whoa.
You know, this and the foundation, people need to look this foundation up. They're building playgrounds. They're working with Don Tringali on a volleyball and basketball facility that's being built in the community. And they contribute to a lot of things in honor of their slain daughter. They want to do – they're doing the things that she would be proud of. And this is such a great foundation. You know, John and Roxanna Green are really nice people. I wish I never would have got to know them in the circumstances I did. But you know, it's nice that we could be a part and really help out in something like this.
Yeah, it is so important that we get as close to a sellout as possible for both of these games because Major League Baseball will be taking a look at Tucson, especially in light of Cactus League attendance up in the Phoenix area, which is down a bit.
Without question.
Yeah.
And I can explain why.
Yeah.
They're oversaturated right now.
Yeah.
You have a lot of smaller teams that quite honestly just cannot withstand the power of the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Diamondbacks. It's funny, I'm getting a phone call right now from Pat Mache, who was one of the so-called heroes on the terrible day of the shooting. She helped knock the gun out of the shooter's hand.
Wow.
And Pat's bringing a bunch of people and coming up on the terrace. She's another one that's been a pleasure to get to meet.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. And again, Mike Fader, if people can get more information about the game games, is there a website that they should go to?
TucsonPadres.com.
All right.
Or stop by Keno, the box office of Keno, or call 434-1367.
And Mike's generous offer for Buckmaster Show listeners will apply this afternoon. They didn't necessarily need to call, right?
Well,
maybe we've
I was trying to keep it
all right
because it's scary if we just have people call the office.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike Fader.
Bill, thanks for having us on and getting the word out.
Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show. All of our in-studio guests provided with Culligan Offer Water, offering the best drinking water.
A great sponsor of the Tucson Padres, Culligan.
Oh, we love Culligan Water. And why do we love Culligan Water? Because it's very simple, Mike. It just simply tastes better.
Mine tastes good right now.
There you go. Culligan Water. Coming up this afternoon, the John C. Scott Show, 3 to 5, here on AM 1030 KVOI. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. That's going to do it for our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We hope you have a great afternoon, and we'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.